Chapter 2. A Dress for a Party. Sonia and Philippe walked through the narrow streets of Montmartre to the famous church, the Sacré-Cœur. They sat on the steps and they looked at the view. They saw the city of Paris below them.
"Tomorrow is the 13th of July,"
Philippe said.
"It's the day before Bastille Day. There are lots of parties in Paris to celebrate Bastille Day. There are firework displays too."
"That's exciting,"
said Sonia.
"Yes, it's very exciting. My cousin's going to have a party. Do you want to come?"
Philippe asked.
"Yes, I love parties,"
Sonia answered.
"It's a fancy dress party,"
said Philippe.
"The theme is the French Revolution."
"But I haven't got anything to wear,"
said Sonia.
"Don't worry,"
Philippe said, smiling.
"I've got an idea. Come with me."
"Where are we going?"
"We're going back to the hotel. I want to show you something."
At the hotel, Philippe took Sonia upstairs to a small room. In a corner of the room, there was a big old box. Philippe opened the box. Inside the box were lots of beautiful old dresses.
"Look, you can wear this dress to the party. And there's a wig too."
"The woman in the painting, isn't she wearing this dress?"
"Yes, she is,"
answered Philippe.
"All these things in this box were probably hers."
"But why are her things here?"
asked Sonia.
"I don't know,"
answered Philippe.
"A mystery,"
said Sonia.
"That's exciting."
Sonia went to her room and she put on the dress. It was perfect. Then she put on the wig. Philippe came to see Sonia in the dress.
"Wow! You're identical to the woman in the painting."
"I'm sorry, but I can't wear this dress. I feel strange."
"Okay, it's not important,"
Philippe said.
"There's a fancy dress shop near here. We can go to the shop tomorrow and we can get some costumes."
That evening at dinner, Sonia thought about the woman in the painting.
"Who was the woman in the painting? What happened to her? I want to know."
"You're not talking. What's the matter?"
asked Sonia's mum.
"Nothing. I'm tired, that's all,"
Sonia answered.